is you had a girlfriend, and then you convinced your girlfriend that you're going to get a second girlfriend. And she was like, yeah. After you got the second girlfriend, you cheated on both of them with another person.
One thing I knew that, like, I loved this one girl that I kept on disappointing so much that I was like, ash, man, let me just disappoint everybody.
Craziest sexual experiences.
Like, this one time I was hitting with this girl, and then, like, we was going fast, and then by mistake, I slipped and hit her anus, and then she fainted.
What do you mean? Yeah. You slipped?
Yeah, slipped. I feel like when you're dating, like, sisters and stuff like that, it's like, that's, they more, like, financially intertwined. I'm not opposed to it, but I'm just saying, like, white women never ask anything of a man, bro.
And you know how it always is. Dumelang Abisheni Sanbonani. Greetings. And I think in Venda, they say Biri Bababa, whatever it is. Hi, everything. I'm here with Mr. Big Brother. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Jay, how do you introduce yourself?
I'm like me. That's Mr. J-A-R-E-E, small D, man.
Talking about D.
Yeah.
I mean, can I just ask you a random question before we go off?
Sure.
The leak, was it intentional?
Nah.
Everybody knows what Jay's D looks like.
Nah, not
well,
either.
Most people do. It bends to the left. Go on.
Nah, it wasn't intentional. I just hopped out the pool and I just decided we lost a bet. And
what?
Then so like we were just gonna like, so I was cool with like just being naked. Cause, like,
wait, it was a bet?
Yeah, because like whoever loses in that game was supposed to get out the water and just go run across that house naked. So that was the bet.
This is crazy.
Yeah, and I lost the bet that I put up. And then I was like, all right.
So you, but there could be intentional, because how did you lose the bet?
Oh, no, like, I lost it. Like, I was trying to actually expose the people I was playing with so badly.
Yeah.
But I ended up losing. And then I was like, all right, you know what, I got to.
Like, let me show them this deal.
Yeah.
So you run around.
Yeah,
my
like,
boy. Anyway, another question is, right, the situation that I know you from is you had a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then you convinced your girlfriend that you're going to get a second girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah. After you got the second girlfriend, you cheated on both of them with another person. What's happening, Jay?
I ain't cheat. I was just like trying to figure out my life at the time, you know.
With three people in your life?
Yeah.
God, bro.
Now it's just like sometimes you get hit like in that moment you don't know it's a game. You don't know even the next person's intention. One thing I knew that like I loved this one girl that I kept on disappointing so much that I was like, ash man, let me just disappoint everybody. And then like, you know.
Make the math make sense.
Sometimes it don't have to make sense. It's
yeah,
like,
you just roll with it.
Yeah, plus like it's good TV for people.
Yeah. Are you guys still together?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nah.
Far now.
Huh?
You guys are not together anymore?
Oh, nah.
Yeah. Sad.
It's very sad.
I hear you.
Saddening, Mr. Troy.
Sad indeed. So I want to know, before we go forward, what's your love language?
My love language?
Yeah, what's your?
I don't know if like a girl can cook me eggs and stuff.
That's what you hear about?
Yeah, like, nah, eggs, bro. Like, I don't really care too much about touch and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You don't care too much about touching stuff?
Yeah, like, I mean, if that's her love language, I'll touch her and stuff. But, like, for me, like, I really pay attention to loyalty. And, like, you know, if you can cook eggs, I'm good.
Right. Are you loyal?
Very, man.
Yeah. Like, do you have an example of when you were loyal? Because, I mean, the examples we know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the bad part. Like, examples, like, I put up, like, a good show, man. But, like, outside of that, I'm actually a cool guy, man. I'm pretty chill.
Are you really, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's go off. Craziest things you've ever done in the house?
In the house? Yeah. Craziest moment was like the jacuzzi situation where like I just took bubble bath and I decided to fill up the jacuzzi and make it like a bubble situation. Mm-hmm. That apparently cost the network a lot of money, but I just kept on doing it.
Yeah. Over and over again.
Over and over.
So rather than one time, you did it multiple times.
Yeah, and like I read that rule book like 5 times, so I knew how to like corrupt the whole household. So everything that was going down in that household, I was cooking it because I read the rule book and I know how to break the rules
and
outside
there was
of that.
Nothing about the jacuzzi.
Nothing inside, so I knew exactly how to, you know, pester like Big Brothers, you know. Yeah.
You have a problem, my boy. What I want to ask is, why do people follow you?
Why do people follow me?
Mm-hmm.
I think because like I represent a wild spirit, like the freedom that people want to like. Live and like coexist in, like, I just represent that for them. It's like initially a no fear
like
attitude.
A white boy.
It's like, no, I wouldn't say white boy because I don't have the white boy privilege.
Oh,
you sound
but
like.
You do wild boy wild things,
yeah. And it's also like, I feel like that's also another thing, like, I like to put black people on, you know what I'm saying? Like, to live, on. Just like, yeah, live. Yeah, you guys think too deep. Yeah, man, if you want, man. You guys are too deep about this, man.
I hear
like,
you.
Live, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Craziest sexual experiences.
Craziest sexual experiences.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this one time I was hitting with this girl, and then like we was going fast, and then by mistake I slipped and hit her anus, and then she fainted. Yeah.
Even my mic is 43. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You slipped.
Yeah, slipped.
I don't know. Is this something that happens?
No, it doesn't happen.
Quite yeah, it was just you on that particular day.
But I was shook. I was like, yo, what's going on now?
And then
like,
she
passed out. And then like she woke up off like 5 seconds or something like that. It was cool. And then she's like up. And then she's like, nah, she was sore. Like, we can't continue. And yeah. So, man, that's
Jay, you need to stop. You need to stop, my boy. All right. I'm going to talk about best and worst experiences.
Best and worst experience.
Yeah, let's talk about worst experience.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Worst experience ever?
Yeah.
In terms of what?
Romantic.
Romantic relationship.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's one girl I like fell in love with like way back.
Yep.
So like I was broke and down bad as a dude, man. And then I told her like, yo, give me 6 months. And I'll be financially viable to do everything I want for you.
Yeah.
And then in 6 months' time, I was literally at that place in Pretoria where she stayed.
Yeah.
And I was like thinking it's a time to rekindle everything. Then as I chased her to like, you know, rekindle the whole thing, it turns out I broke her to the point where she changed. And I couldn't like get her back. So it was a thing of like, we went out to the club and then at the end of the night, I initially mm-hmm. had to fight 3 dudes.
For her.
For like, yeah, and then just for her to take the number of one of the dudes I fought with. And I was like, I bet.
Come on.
Yeah, I was like, bet.
Yes, but it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to learn, Jim.
I had to learn.
Best experiences?
Best experience. I think it was like probably giving my life to God with like my hun.
Oh, man. Current situation or ex?
Not current situation.
Right. Oh, you have a current situation?
Yes. Yeah,
it's just her.
Nah, it's just her, man.
Oh, she doesn't have teammates.
Nah, never that, man.
You gotta know. It's you, Jay. Hey, make it happen. Yeah, and then you on the boys then now.
I am.
Yeah, how's that going?
I think it's amazing because like I'm cooped up with the most craziest bunches, man. So like I just feel like it's home to say whatever I am.
Yeah.
I like last episode they had like cancel a few things from like the because I'd be wilding. So they'd be teaching me how to like, you know, structure words and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Rem told us that hey, you say the most wildest of things.
Yeah, so like maybe I might need a PR team or something like that.
I mean, there's one here.
Yeah.
See
that, and he's validating every statement.
Yeah, so you got to be careful.
You got to be careful.
Don't worry, we won't get you in trouble.
Nah, don't worry.
All right. So we have a game of stereotype that we play.
Stereotypes, yeah.
Yeah. And then we give you a tribe.
Okay.
Then you tell us what you think of that tribe.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to go with Xhosa Huns.
Xhosa Huns. I don't have the best experience with Xhosa Huns. I heard they were like wilding and stuff like that. But because of like, you know, the current situation, I'm just going to stay there and be like, you guys are up. So like, yeah, man. Come on, that.
Zulu.
Zulu goes, man, like they just are, yeah, they're amazing, man. Like they bite Tobile. Bagate.
Bite Tobile.
Yeah,
they got. Oh, you can speak Vietnamese.
Yeah, I can.
How about us that you call it?
That's my mom.
Oh,
yeah. So like half and half.
Yeah, yeah, half and half.
Yeah.
So that's where the name comes from, Jay. All right. Okay. Ndebele.
I'm actually Ndebele, so I think they're pretty chill, man. Like I ain't got no issues. Most loyal race, tribe. Sorry, mm-hmm. to be quite honest.
Race.
Yeah, tribe.
Yeah. Petty.
Peng Huns, but just like mentally unstable vibes, bro. But like, you know what I'm saying? That's just like a stereotype. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's just a stereotype. Yeah, true. You know, it's a game of stereotype.
Yeah.
Tsonga.
Tsonga. I don't really have an experience with Tonga woman, bro. I'm not going to lie. Maybe if she's Venda, that's like a crossover, maybe.
Yeah.
Is it?
Let's go to Venda. No, it's not the same thing, Jay. Two different worlds.
But the same song. They celebrate the same song. That
same song.
Yeah. Ndita famba moyen. You know that song? That's Songa.
Yeah.
Isn't that Venda?
No.
Oh, sorry, guys. I didn't mean to say that. You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah. You guys have a good song. I know the lyrics you feel.
You know the lyrics to Famba Moyen?
Yeah, so I'll be tapping.
Go off.
Ndita Famba Moyen. That's all. You know what I'm saying? That's all I know, man. Like, I ain't gonna cap you, man.
He said he knows the whole lyrics.
Yeah.
So you've been lying, my boy.
What?
Everything you've been saying is lies.
Nah. It's just like I know the song.
Okay.
So when like it's on, I can recognize it and be like, oh, that's my jam.
Venda.
Venda hunts are most amazing, most like paying. I could like really had best experience with them, yeah. Yeah.
Who didn't record? Soto.
What do you think?
Soto.
Soto. Mm-hmm. Aren't those the baddies, light skin things, and then like they cheat a lot?
And then that's Tswana.
Oh yeah, Tswana, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm confusing. The Tswana hunts, bro. They're the ones that be like light skin, you know, good bodies, good vibes, and but they be cheating like crazy, bro.
Have
like,
you ever cheated?
No, not that I know of, but yeah. Someone like me, I don't know. I don't think you can, bro. Like,
what do you mean you can't cheat on you?
Bro, like, I don't know. Let me not be overconfident and stuff like that. Let me just humble myself and say, the way I present my relationship is so open in the sense that, like, there wouldn't be a reason for you to cheat, you know?
Good.
Because, like, I compensate for a lot of things in a relationship, so.
But you'd be the one doing the cheating, no?
No, I don't cheat. Actually, I've never cheated.
You have to take this interview seriously.
I am taking the interview seriously.
What do you mean you've never cheated?
I've never cheated, man.
Bible.
Like a
big what do you mean you've never cheated?
In real life, I've never cheated, man.
Was that all made up?
And where? And on the TV?
Yeah.
That's for show, man. That's show business, man.
Good luck, you guys. What do you mean?
In real life, I've never cheated. I like any of my hands who've dated me come up and give me an allegation or whatever case may be. Yeah. I can detest it.
You've never cheated?
Never cheated. Right. Only when a hand says, let's take a break. Then I say, oh, okay.
It's the time.
Then that's when you rocked it. Because that's the break.
That's when you slide.
People say, hey. Hey, man, how you doing?
That's when you make people faint. I hear you. Tell it, girls.
Actually, like, quite a, like, amazing experience. Like, Hoff and Hoff, they're actually most, like, loyal hands. But, like, you got to, like, thread softly there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because they know exactly what they want.
Still cool.
He vibes. Exactly that.
Good Asian.
Oh, most lovely experience though. Like, really down to earth. Like, it really doesn't take much to date like a white hun, bro. Like, there's no maintenance. There's no none of that stuff. Like, she just wear her hair down. There's no money you gotta spend. You want to go out on a date, bro? You just go next door, sit on a bench, bro. Like, and just try it about life. They really about the experience, bro. Yeah. Like, I just feel like when you're dating like sisters and stuff like that, it's like that's they more like financially intertwined. I'm not opposed to it, but I'm just saying, like, white women never ask anything of a man, bro. Just be present, show yourself. They don't even care what you're wearing, bro. Like,
is that white privilege?
Yeah, like, they're just cool with everything, man.
Yeah, because her dad's got a phone.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm saying, she never needs anything from me, so
true,
yeah.
True. Who didn't we count? Because they're going to kill me for this if I didn't say. Ndebele, we said.
No, Indians.
Indians. Yeah. Okay, go off, Kizilin.
I have, like, most honorable, like, race, to be quite honest. And
Indians.
Yeah, it's to be quite honest, like, you just got to get right with the father.
Oh.
Yeah.
You need the approval from the dad.
Yeah. But I don't know. That. Yeah, I was, like, telling the dad jokes and stuff like that, so he was cool with me. Yeah. He liked me.
What jokes are you telling
him? I don't even know. Like, I was.
Because the jokes are really very sexual. No?
Nah.
Oh, okay. So what did you say to the dad?
No, he was, like, he would tell me, like things about his life and his work, and I'd like find humor around with the situation, you know, and that work he's wearing. And he's like, nah, you know what, I actually like this kid, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of your co-hosts, Spucky's in Zimbabwe, so Zimbabwean women?
Zimbabwe, I like, to be quite honest, man, shout out the gang, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never really dated one. I've been on talking stage once. She sounded amazing, though.
Yeah.
Like, she got the Zimbabwean accent to it, so, like, that was kind of cool.
What's the Zimbabwean accent?
Nah, let me not do that. But yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What is a Zimbabwean accent? What does it sound like? Give me like a... Okay.
Yeah. How do I do it, though? Like,
well, I mean, what does it sound like?
Let me see. I'm trying to piece the sentence together to make it... You know what I'm saying? They had that... They're drawn. You know what I'm saying? Like that vibe, you know?
Like it's a
kissy. Yeah, like you said.
No,
shit. Bro. That thing was sexy, bro.
Yeah, I know it is sexy.
Don't lie.
It
don't,
is.
Don't
it
lie.
Is. It is very sexy. I hear you. Our neighbors. Let me see. Namibia. No, you've never.
There was Adeline. That's one of the still name drops.
Yeah.
You gonna cut that? Okay. All right, bro. They're gonna cut that. Like, yeah. She was like,
we always need to cut something.
Yeah. Real. That's real.
So you know a girl from Namibia?
Yeah. All like, right. I actually dated her, like, for maybe 2 months after, like, they gave me the break.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, I was like, nice. She was like, because Namibians actually have this thing of, like, there's colored women there too. Yeah, light skinned woman. And, like, yeah, she's one of those.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they speak Afrikaans also.
They also do. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. go off. And who didn't we got? Nigeria.
Nigerian woman. Yeah. Let me think. I probably have. I know back in the day I did, bro.
Back in the day you did?
I did. I know. Actually, I did. Yeah, did lovely. I'm thinking. Sorry, I'm thinking.
Okay. I thought that's what you did.
Oh, no. Okay. I mean... but yeah, like, you know, that's not what I meant, though. Like, you know, I just thinking. That's the thinking. Yeah. Yeah, I have. Like, they pretty much chill. They just, like, you know, I don't know. Like, I have nothing to say about, like, women actually pretty chill, to be honest, to me. I think other men have a different experience with women.
I mean, okay. Yeah. Hey. But your experiences are very...
Yeah, they're pretty chill. Sometimes they get wild, but they're wild in the sense of, like, yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
So, post Big Brother.
Yeah.
How has that been?
Oh, it's actually been, firstly, it has its ways, man.
Mm-hmm.
It has an up, and then there's a downer, there's an up, there's a downer. So it's like, it's off and off. So like, when you read into comment sections and stuff, that's what downers are. And then I started realizing that like, when people type out like a weird comment or whatever case may be, they just type it out, they go live their lives, you reading it and taking it and going crazy over it. So now, what I started learning how to do is like, reciprocating back that same energy with like, my banter. No, I don't reply to stuff. I have banter in which, like, I piss them off. I do things to piss them off. And I know how to trigger certain fan bases. So, like, it just... And then I just do the same thing and I go to sleep. I leave
and
that.
Yeah. Do this and leave it
so here. They'll go crazy trying to figure out what's going on with my life.
Right. Yeah. You and the boys went out to a Big Brother event this week.
We did.
How was that?
It was quite amazing because, like, we were, like, that was, like, part of our promo for, like, the boys then. Because, like, I want to be seen around these guys more than anything. So they know that, like, we are a collective. In anything that we do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I saw you taking a video of someone.
I was.
And you were smiling.
Yeah. I was cheesing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, that was amazing, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my friend, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, buddy.
Oh, buddy. Can I put the clip in here?
Sure, man.
All right.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
You seem very excited.
I am, man.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And what were you working on?
What am I working on? Yeah. I'm working on the boys then, man. Like, what do you want me to say?
No. I mean, Alan thinks you were working just now as well.
Oh, yeah, no. Nah. That's
you're just doing work. You working.
I mean, if you want me to say that, sure, man. I'm working, man.
I hear you. So, my one last final question.
Okay.
Very close to final question.
Very close to final
question. Any advice for people wanting to date in Joburg or Cape Town?
Okay, so.
Let's start with Joburg.
Joburg. Mm-hmm. If you want to date in Joburg, bro, like, it's a good place to start dating, bro. Like, especially them girls that, like, in clubs and stuff like that always want something to take from you or whatever case may be. Those are the girls you should be dating, putting your heart out first there so you can get your heart broken at first. And then you learn your lesson how to pick good women. And then you can continue now to go date, like, you know, other girls that you meet at the park and stuff like that. But my very first advice is that go to the club scenery where the girls are milking niggas for money, taking, stealing. Those are the girls you need to date at first so they can break your heart to a point where you need to wake up. The sooner you get it over and done with, the more you won't make mistakes further on in life.
Yeah.
So you just got to cut it down and go date the hand that is, like, not for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then learn. And then go date who's for you so you're not curious about things anymore.
Yeah.
This is Joburg.
In Cape Town?
I don't really know. I've never lived in Cape Town, so I don't know how Cape Town hands are.
You've never dated in Cape Town?
No.
Isn't your family in Cape Town?
No.
Wait, what were you doing in Cape Town? Gotcha.
I ain't never been to Cape Town, though. Like, but like, what am I doing? Like, man, I was working, man.
You were just there for work.
Yeah, I was there
so
for
you've never dated in Cape Town?
Nah,
and how's Pretoria dating, guys?
Oh, Pretoria's the best place you could ever date, my guys. Mm-hmm. You got to go to this place they call Hatfield, bro. You pick out the love of your life and you just, like, kick it with her for however long. Learn your lesson there, too. And then, you know what I'm saying, find the right one. I feel like when you tell gents to not do something, they're going to do it anyway. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you to do it so you can get over and done with.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying?
So where to?
So where to? I'm, like, pretty chill, actually. Those are, like, the most honorable hands because, like, coming from there, I can say... They'll love you for however you are. Like, they don't really kind of, like, judge your situation or whatever case may be because we all trying to make it out at the same, you know what I'm saying? So, like, but only problem is if they do find someone that's, like, more viable and better than you in a sense, where in life form that gives them a life they've never seen before, you're most likely going to have, like, someone threaten your relationship.
Get you.
But other than that, bro, like, they are honorable, bro. They're just trying to survive and get on, you know what I'm saying? Like,
trying to survive and get on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see. Famous last words?
Famous?
Last words.
Famous last words. Mm-hmm. Live to read, die to read.
What? Cuisine, guys, what's happening? What did you say?
Live to read and die to read.
All right. I hear you, boy. No, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Before we go,
okay.
Who's your favorite co-host?
Who's my favorite co-host?
Yeah.
Like, between my the boys.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I can't choose Bucky because I've known him for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say, I commend Rams for actually vibing with me and Bucky.
Yeah.
Even despite of the relationship we have.
Yeah.
So for him to pick up the connection and, like, just know how to flow in and actually just be amongst us and be one of us, bro, like, that's, like, kind of incredible to me. So, like, you know, shout out to Rams, bro.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? Hey, of the two of them, who's more annoying?
It's got to be Bucky.
That's what he also said. So Bucky's really annoying. Oh, God bless that Zimbabwean woman. she's really like in it. Yeah, hey. So verdict has it. Bucky is the most annoying.
Yeah, bro. Bucky kind of crazy, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? He be like, he good on camera,
yeah,
but off camera, that man crazy, man. Like, he's a different person, man. Like,
it's so a different person completely. Yeah. I hear you, my boy. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, man.
All right. And there you have it. But Mr. J himself.
Thank you very
much. The man who says he's honest and does not cheat.
Very honorable.
Also, you don't drink. You got your milk.
I got milk, bro.
Yeah, like, go off. He's a good man. He's a good man. All right. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen. Peace out and adios. And remember to subscribe and also join the membership. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.